Welcome to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea, or in this case, Hollywood rumors, into a pitch for an awesome movie. My name is Freddie Wong, the rumor mill grist operator.
I'm Will Campos. I live my life one story beat at a time.
My name is Matt Arnold, and you never mess with my family, and you two are my family. It's all about family.
Oh, nice.
Let's work us together as a family. Let's make this family a family. Let's family it up, family.
Matt, what's rolled into the shop today? What is a...
All right, so this got passed across the rumor mill. The Twitter sphere was going nuts. You know, they took a break from whoever they were mad at today, and they said, let's all be excited about the same thing. And the thing they were all excited about today was Justin Lin guaranteed promise, hand to his chest, said that for sure Fast and the Furious is gonna be driving through the world of Jurassic Park. And we thought, okay, well, let's give this a shot. You know, we're still working on our Jar Jar movie. Maybe if we finish this script fast enough, we can, you know, maybe slip in there.
I hadn't heard about this.
Here's the actual quote, because clearly some very enterprising young entertainment reporter asked this question to Justin Lin, knowing he'd get a good answer and be able to get a headline out of it. So Justin Lin very gamely said he's never said never to anything when asked about the possibility of doing a Jurassic Park Fast and the Furious combo. He said, and the fact that part of our philosophy is not to ever be boxed in or labeled, and that's all I will say. Well done, Justin Lin.
Well done,
the reporter who asked this question and earned their paycheck over and over again.
That's all I'll say is the ultimate way to get people talking. Because, like, well, there's got to be more of it, because that's all he'll say now.
I got to say real quick, that's some artful PR juggling from everyone involved. I have to say, just hats off to the moves, playing to the social media sphere, the coy answer, not answer that can be interpreted and you can write articles and headlines off of. That's just the Hollywood glitter machine printing glitz and glam, baby.
Glitz and glam, Tinseltown, baby. So this, obviously, they're both Universal franchises. I think that's why.
Yes.
Beyond just their, it's not like,
and they're both huge.
It's not like they asked him, you know.
And it's just natural.
Yeah.
Fast cars and dinosaurs. That's just a dream. That's just you wake up in a hot sweat and say, dinosaurs, fast cars.
That does get me wondering, what other properties does Universal own that could show up in this movie?
Just thinking about the Universal Studio Tour, Jaws, some TV shows.
Jaws was just replaced by Jurassic Park. They were like, Jaws is just one small
King Kong creature. You drift King Kong, you know what I'm saying?
No, well, isn't that Warner Brothers
is doing King Kong now.
It's Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's right. I'm just thinking about the studio tour. Oh, Back to the Future.
Frankenstein. Those movie monsters could show up in a Fast and the Furious movie.
Wait, are we trying to put more than just Fast?
Everything is an IP play, Matt. I don't know if you know this, but there's two letters that are your new golden gods in the 21st century.
Shit.
It's called I and P.
Yeah.
We take a look at what happened to Space Jam. Space Jam termed from a movie about a sports player playing basketball with cartoons to, we need to cram every property we have, Warner Brothers, in here.
But here's the thing. Human beings are dumb. We're dumb, right? Like, we're dumb apes, okay? So here's the problem. Is Ready Player One and Space Jam both made the big mistake of thinking that people could think about more than two things at once. And everybody fucking hates those. Everybody already hates the Space Jam movie. It made sense. It was Looney Tunes and basketball. Then they added more. Do you know what everybody loved? Kong versus Godzilla. Two things. They said two things. Everybody got excited.
Batman v Superman.
And everybody loved that.
You're right. It's always a crossover of two things. It's never a fuck it, let's just potpourri blend everything.
To jump in for 1 second, I do want to say, I'm looking through these movies that Universal owns. We've stumbled into something, which is that I think the fucking Fast and the Furious is like the sriracha, Nutella, Frank's Red
the
Hot
salt
sauce.
And pepper.
It goes good it with everything. I'm looking at these movies, and there is not a fucking one on here I would not be stoked to see crossover with Fast and the Furious. Let's see. Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, my God.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh.
Fucking Halloween. Fucking Jamie Lee Curtis getting into a rig to fucking run down to, what's his face, Jason? Come on. Child's Play. A Chucky? A fucking Fast and the Furious crossover? Are you kidding me? Babe? Dragonheart? They did some Mr. Bean movies, like a Mr. Bean Fast and the Furious. Can you fucking imagine? Can you imagine a Hannibal Lecter crossover with Fast and the Furious? Anyway, I'm just saying.
I'm just thinking about rolling up to that starting line, and you look to the right, and who's that? It's Mike Myers. He's just in the car, too. You're like, oh, shit, okay. And then the race starts, and the car's just gone. And you're like, where's Mike Myers? I guess I'm just going to keep driving.
Yeah, you know, it's like, we live with a cool, Ty pulls up and looks to the right. And who's that? It's the cast of Mamma Mia ready to ride the streets of Italy.
If you want to marry my daughter, you better win this race.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. In exterior street race, Vin Diesel pulls up in his hot rodded GTO, and to his right sits the guy from SNL, the King of Staten Island, here to race and promote his movie, The King of Staten Island. Okay. This Look. Is cinema gold.
What about that? Everyone's favorite rude, crude teddy bear, Ted. The Seth MacFarlane character,
oh
he's driving
God.
The car.
Oh, hey.
I bet he's got some pretty sassy lines to say to Vin Diesel about family.
I can't even reach the pedals in this dang thing. You know, and it's like
impression?
That Boston love, you know, that's that Boston streets, hot Boston
Freddie,
streets.
Ted's not played by Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's in the movie.
No. Ted's the voice of Seth. What's his face? Right. MacFarlane.
But your impression was so Mark Wahlberg.
Was it? I was trying to. I'm playing fast and loose.
Listen, I'm Ted. I'm not a cop. I'm a teddy bear. I'm not a cop.
I'm a teddy bear. Oh, they own E.T. Okay, hold on. I just want to pitch one thing. Instead of replacing the guns with radios, as Steven Spielberg famously did for his hit family film E.T., what if you replace the bicycles with Toyota Supras?
Wait.
And all the kids are like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if it's like, we gotta get this alien out of here. And then, you know what I mean? Vin Diesel's fucking drifting his car.
Vin Diesel looks at E.T. next to him in the car and says, punch it. And then he punches the gas and the car flies over the moon.
Okay, imagine two characters, right? It's a man and a woman. He's like, I have very specific sexual taste. She's like, what? And he opens the door to this room. And then in the room is a fucking Lamborghini Countach that's been fucking tricked out. And she's like,
Wait,
I drive.
They own 50 Shades of Grey?
They own 50 Shades of Grey, dude.
Fast and the Furious, 50 Shades of Grey is the crossover that's neat.
50 Shades of Speed. How about this? Who's that in the car next to him? It's Ben Stiller. Who's he racing against? It's Robert De Niro. You know why? Because they also own the Fockerverse. That's right. The Fast and the Fockers, guys.
The Fast and the Fockers. Hey, we just came up with a new podcast, a spinoff Storyway podcast, or we could do this as a mini series.
We figured it out. We got Max Fun bonus episode is coming up. We are going to do, in honor of Fast 10, we are going to do 10 separate Fast and the Furious Universal Studios crossover films.
Will, you realize that this is a podcast format. You could straight up just do every episode of. Have you guys heard the Storybreak Guys Fast and the Furious podcast? Every episode is a new Fast and Furious crossover with another beloved cinematic property. That's a podcast idea.
Okay. All right. Enough fun, enough goofs. Here is the official plot of F9, just so we have a frame of reference before we dive into this. F9 finds Vin Diesel's Dom Toretto leading a quiet life with Letty and his son Brian. However, a new threat is coming in the form of someone from Dom's past. The crew will come together again to stop a plot led by the most skilled assassin and high-performance driver they've ever come up against. Dom's brother, Jacob, a.k.a. John Cena.
It's a good hook. It's a good hook, yes. Because we've spent 8 movies talking about how family is everything, and then they're like, but what if Vin Diesel, the man who says family is everything,
the Cain to his Abel, so to speak.
Exactly. Had a family who wasn't everything to him. Think about
who
it.
Who is John Cena?
I wonder if John Cena also remembers everything about his father.
Okay, so Vin Diesel has 2 kids.
Yes.
Okay, just bear with me. Imagine this.
He has 2 kids? No. He has 1 kid.
Oh, he just has 1 kid?
Yes,
has 1 child.
Right. Okay. Yeah, named after Paul Walker's kid.
Okay, imagine this. Vin Diesel is just hanging out with his kid. They're just, you know, he's just trying to make pancakes. You know, the kid's kind of complaining, wants to watch Paw Patrol, is doing a bunch of stuff and whatnot. And then what's this? The kid comes running. It's like, Vin Diesel, that's his name, right? Vin Diesel. Jurassic Park's real now. Wait, what? They made Jurassic. You know my favorite movie that we love? Yeah, Jurassic Park. They did it. They made a Jurassic Park. We gotta go.
Yeah, like they're sitting at a barbecue somewhere in like East LA, okay. Just like chilling with the fam. And then his neighbor comes by and says, like, hey Dom, did you hear about this dinosaur park?
It's
like,
I
haven't heard about this. What's going on?
They're just being like, we're going to the park with my kid, and Vin Diesel's put the life of racing behind him, right?
This is very funny. I do have, I love the idea of them just hearing the news and it's about dinosaurs at the beginning. I do want to drop, because the end of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, the new Jurassic Park movie, it's a pretty rowdy ending, guys. I don't know if you're aware of what happens at the end of this movie.
I haven't seen it. How does that one end?
Okay, here we go. when a hydrogen cyanide gas leak threatens the cage dinosaurs, Maisie impulsively releases them. Blah, 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 blah. Maisie, protecting the Indominus Rex bone, dodges stampeding animals, but the Tyrannosaurus devours him and tramples the bone, destroying it. Owen, Claire, Maisie, Zia, and Franklin escape while Blue and the other released dinosaurs flee the estate grounds. In a new U.S. Senate hearing, Dr. Ian Malcolm declares the beginning of a neo-Jurassic age where humans and dinosaurs must coexist. The closing scene depicts the free dinosaurs roaming in the wilderness and outer urban areas. In a post-credit scene, a small flock of pterodons land atop the Eiffel Tower replica in Las Vegas.
You're kidding. That's how it ends?
It ends with dinosaurs getting loose in America, and then I guess I've never seen it.
And then us being like, I guess they're raccoons now.
Yeah, we got to deal with it.
I guess we have new raccoons. It's dinosaurs. Hey, Senate hearing, we have a new thing. It's dinosaurs.
And they've set up Las Vegas as the center of dino action, which could not be a more perfect layup for a Fast and the Furious movie.
I guess you could essentially do Bright, which is like Vin Diesel comes out, he's like, oh damn, pterodactyl, and he like whacks the pterodactyl, and you're like, okay, like they're in the world of dinosaurs. Okay, let me just say, and then whether or not we decide, because that was my brilliance of it being about the movie franchise Jurassic Park, because we don't have to do all the lore, because in the world of Fast and Furious, there are the Jurassic Park movies. We all love them. We all love all seven movies. They all are equally good.
You're not saying these two franchises have existed.
You're saying it's already, these two universes have already like a zipper been like connected in the past?
In the Fast and Furious universe, they obviously, the kid loves Jurassic Park like all kids. Like Jurassic World has come out in the world of Fast and Furious.
You're not saying that Jurassic Park as a park happened.
No, the Jurassic Park movies have happened. So the kid comes and the kid's like, dad, they did it for real. Like Universal has done, like, even though these movies have told us multiple times this is a bad idea.
I don't know, man. I think that's too...
I feel like in the spirit of the collaboration, we need to make this a synthesis of the two universes, not that like one universe was a movie that now became real.
But wait. Because... I mean, I guess, but I haven't seen the latest movie, but the fun, I mean, then there's no Jurassic Park. It's like, okay, they're just in the world where there's dinosaurs.
Okay, so you're saying there's nothing fun about racing stuff in a world with dinosaurs running around?
I'm not saying there's nothing fun. Okay, what's, I just want, do we have, look.
So your pitch is Vin Diesel goes to Jurassic Park. And
look, I'm trying to think outside the box, man. If you want to be the studio hat and come and be like, it's got to be the end of Jurassic Park 8 and the end of Lost World. I'm just trying to come up with something fun here, which is if kid, Vin Diesel's got a kid. This is about family, right? It's about family.
Shut the fuck up. This is about family. You dumb
Vin
fucks.
Diesel's got a kid. So I'm trying to take what I love about Jurassic Park. And as a kid, the innocent idea of a park full of dinosaurs was the coolest thing ever. And if you have Vin Diesel has decided to put the life of crime behind him, and all he wants to do is go take his kid to a cool dinosaur park, and then who's there? Is it his brother saying, hey, we got one more score. Let's take this T-Rex. It's like, yo, I can't take this T-Rex. I'm here with my kid. Just try to put the life of crime behind
Matt, you do point out a thing, which is I want to just sort of circle around this, Will, which is in any major crossover like this, inherently there is a sub-dom relationship in that there is one IP that is the dom, mm-hmm. and then the other IP must therefore be subservient or whatever to it, right? Like, in this case, the question is this. Like, clearly Fast and the Furious, this is the headline, it's the attention grabber, it's the one that's got all the stars.
It's the biggest franchise in the world outside of Marvel.
Yeah.
No one is asking the J.A. Bayona, director of The Lost Kingdom, if this movie is going to cross over with Fast and the Furious.
Exactly. So the question is, to what extent do we play into the Jurassic Park lore, the Jurassic Park world, et cetera, et cetera? Like I just want to throw one thing out here, which is the idea that dinosaurs and all that stuff, and they figure that out in a way, right? Like, you can kind of reboot Jurassic Park through the lens of, right? That's one way of
you could do that, or to play along with Will, you could do that the whole world of Jurassic Park has been happening because both of these movies are documentaries.
Oh, it's just already same universe.
And when you get to Fast and Furious v Jurassic Park, you know, he's taking his kid out, and then, you know, he's like, hey, you know, don't walk too far away from me at this park because there might be dinosaurs in there. And you just present the idea as like, yeah, the dinosaurs are around now because Jurassic Park Lost World, whatever the last movie was called, actually happened, and now there's dinosaurs in the world, and then that's what you're setting for. But that just doesn't seem as fun because you're just like in Fast and Furious and there's just dinosaurs.
Yeah,
there's just raccoons, but they look like dinosaurs now.
Yeah, that's just kind of, yeah, like
I'm just trying to think of where the plot goes from there.
To take a stab at it, it would be like an Operation Dumbo drop thing where they got like a big truck with a T-Rex on it that they've got to get back to the compound to get all the dinosaurs back into Jurassic Park or something like that. And it's like, you know, like, and all the other dinosaurs and all the other, like, you know, like fucking drift racers are going to be coming for him. And I was like, Wages of Fear, but you've got a T-Rex or something like that.
But there's T-Rexes all over the place now, right?
It seems fairly open-ended.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out.
One thing real quick as a guide rail for us. Mm-hmm. I do think that whatever this is needs to center around a contained park. Because Jurassic Park, not Jurassic World, not Jurassic, you know, not Jurassic Rodents. Mm-hmm. It should have the theme park for dinosaurs that everyone in the world wants to go to. How do you merge that?
Matt, you are correct that Dom Toretto visiting Jurassic Park is clearly the fun way to start this movie. Not just being like, you can see the divergent problem in both concepts, in both universes right away. One, which is why there seems to be an infinite supply of Fast and the Furious movies. And like, clearly there's a destabilizing force at work in the Jurassic Park.
One is inflationary and one is deflationary. If you were to think about it as an asset.
In that the Jurassic Park movies in their second movie abandoned the core conceit of a park with dinosaurs, right? And then it's just, oh shit, dinosaurs is what they might as well call the fucking franchise, right?
And then the last big one they did, the one that was successful, was they went back to like, oh, now it's a new park.
Yes, they were like, we're doing a park again. Yeah. You were right that the conceit only works if it's a dinosaur theme park.
I just feel like people would really enjoy watching Vin Diesel walk around with a kid, like pointing out, be like, oh man, these dinosaurs never show up to the cage. It's like koalas all over again. I just went to the zoo, by the way, so this is where I'm coming from. So
Matt's coming in with that big disappointed by the zoo energy, everyone.
But you're right. Let's follow our nose on this. So you've got Vin Diesel is like, again, like our first act, because always the first act of these movies is like, you know, them barbecue or whatever. But our first act is
not always the first act.
Yeah, they're fucking, you know,
hey, big barbecue shots, real chef's table intro. Hey guys, Fast and Furious. We're just gonna start out with our usual chef's table barbecue.
So they're having a good time. John Cena's probably, do you think John Cena dies or does John Cena become like his brother? I feel like John Cena's also in this movie, right? Like,
he's
like,
too cool.
Okay, here's what we do. Here's what we do. The end of the movie.
Look, if they brought back the snack eating Asian guy, they're bringing back John Cena. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know where the cultural like value is, and old JC's got it over my boy Han.
Emotionally, it seems like, because this is his long lost brother, right? So clearly their beef gets quashed at the end of the last movie, but there's still tension there. They got a lot to like rebuild. So like, this is a family trip to Jurassic Park, but this is like, you know, ostensibly, it's about taking the kid to Jurassic Park, but it's really about getting Vin Diesel and John Cena to like get over their brother.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. And like, they're both trying to make it work. They're both really nervous about this like bro date they're going on with Vin Diesel. So he's like, you need to know your uncle, you know? And then it's like, you know, and maybe there's a little one on the way. Like, ooh, he's going to have a brother. Like, I need to solve my beef with my brother. Like, it's like that kind of thing. And, you know, maybe Letty hasn't told him yet that she's pregnant. And she's like, oh my God, like if I get eaten by a velociraptor, like, you know, then it's more sad because I'm pregnant. That's always crazy when movies do that, right?
Well, it's two lives. It's like, oh, there's the baby's there too. And they were going to be a dancer. Maybe it's just like a race. Maybe you set it up where like the turning point is they got a race across the island to get someplace within like, you know.
If I were to distill Fast and Furious in terms of elements I must have, right? I think there are three. Mm-hmm. Number one, what is the crime that must happen? Mm-hmm. Number two, what is the soap opera-esque twist in terms of characters and relationships that must be present? Mm-hmm. And then number three, how does a really fast car solve both of these problems?
Well, the fast car. I'm just imagining a very like dad energy with like, I'm just imagining like John Cena and Vin Diesel both want to be in the front seat of the Jurassic Park Jeeps. And then they're like, they're like, hey, you can't go off the rail. And then they go off the rail and they're both like,
yeah, we'll show
them.
They're
both like, and the guy's like, hey, you got to slow down. And they both start driving the Jeeps too fast. They're like, man, you guys are really good drivers. Like, ah, you have no idea.
Okay. Hold on. Matt. I got an idea. Yeah. What if it's their cousin got into DNA? Okay. Uh-huh. So instead of them being a crime family, mm-hmm. this is their chance to go straight. Mm-hmm. And their cousin who got really into dino DNA was like, we need a team of the best drivers in the world to protect our park. And now, right? This is like this is what they've been hired to do.
They're the cops.
And then he meets his cousin. He's like, come on, Dom. You really think I did all this DNA work for dinosaurs? This is about bringing back dad.
Ooh.
I love it.
It's like, wait, how did dinosaurs come from? Well, I had to make money. if I was going to do all this DNA research, I had to make money. You think there's any money in bringing back dad? No, but there is money in bringing back dinosaurs for a park. And now I got all the money I need to bring back dad. Don't you get it?
There's a whiteboard scene, and he has literally a thing. It's just like a DNA strand and an arrow. It says dinosaurs. He's like, wait, Dom. And he erases everything, and then he stops right at the D of dinosaurs and then writes dad underneath it.
Are you proposing that his cousin wants to bring back Dom's dad, okay, no. his uncle?
Okay, let me solve this. Here's what it is. No,
his cousin, your dad was like a father to me.
His cousin wants to bring back his uncle and his dad because his dad and uncle, like Vin Diesel and John Cena, had a rivalry, and they died in a fiery car crash 30 years ago. So neither Dom nor his cousin ever grew up with a father, so he's going to bring them back. But then his master plan is when he brings them back, he's going to make his dad's race. He's like, my dad's still a better driver than your dad. He's like, you're bringing them back from the dead so that so they can race cars? Again? He's like, that's right. And I made a dinosaur park.
All right.
Never mind. I don't know. I'm just trying to bring back. What's a family member we can bring back?
So,
or maybe we don't need it. Maybe that's the turn, is that it's not, this is just dealing with the family that we got. It's not about, Dom, you can't just keep living your life quarter mile at a time looking for a new family member. Sometimes you just got to sit down and deal with the family you got, Dom.
The moment I'm in a Fast and Furious movie and one of the characters says, sometimes you just got to deal with the family you got, is the moment I stand up, throw my popcorn in the face of the person sitting next to me, and I leave that theater, Matt. You shut the fuck up. You take that bullshit and stuff it back into your mouth, you fucking heretic.
Let's see if maybe answering the first half of Courtney's question can do the other part, which is, what is the crime? What is the Fast and the Furious crime? What is the
So an obvious one is stealing the embryos, right?
That's or stealing the a dinosaur. Like, it feels to me like, imagine the vault chase from Fast and Furious 5, but they've got a cage with seven velociraptors.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that. Yeah. Like love that.
Like, it feels like, I want to see Luda's banter with a velociraptor. Yes. That's all I'm saying, yes. right? Like,
okay, hold on, real quick. That's easy. I love that, Will. I love that, but they've already done box going through streets. What if instead of a box of seven velociraptors, it was one box with one T-Rex?
Oh, here, unless you do this, hear me out. They've got it because we take one of my favorite MacGuffins of all time from Jurassic World or from Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World, which is the baby T-Rex, right? Like, there's nothing more dangerous than a baby mm-hmm. T-Rex because now you've angered its mom. So you do. They need to get the T-Rex somewhere. So they steal the baby T-Rex and put it in the back of his car.
Oh, because the dinosaurs know that family is everything, too.
Yes.
Dinosaurs,
and
yes.
So now they're dealing with a super T-Rex. Like, they've clocked the T-Rex at 35 miles an hour. They've clocked this T-Rex at 150. Like, this thing books ass, right? So now it's like it can go toe-to-toe with a Bugatti Veyron. And now they're driving through the streets of Costa Rica, of the island off the coast of Costa Rica, and they're Tokyo drifting, and there's a T-Rex following it. Look, you clearly want a dinosaur. Or chasing
yes,
a car
absolutely.
Is the trailer shot.
Is there
right?
a turn where maybe it is, bear with me, the crime is not Dom's this time. Like, mm-hmm. the kid is like, Daddy, they're going to steal the baby T-Rex. And Dom's like, not on my watch. And then Dom is stopping this dino crime. Because it just feels very, I mean, I love Dom, but like, if he was committing a crime in Jurassic Park with his child there, I got to say, I think that's finally the last straw for me in terms of caring about this family. I'd be like, okay, Dom, you're a bad dad. Honestly, you should have gone to prison in Fast Five, but I was along for the ride because you're mostly just taking from banks and shit. But like, your kid's here and you're going to cause Jurassic Park to happen. Like, I don't think you can be responsible for Jurassic Park.
Unless, now we're cooking. He's going to Jurassic Park. He's got his kid with mm-hmm. him, right? What happens first thing? There's a crew there to steal dino stuff, yes. right? And they're like, aha, Dom Toretto's here. Perfect. They capture Dom Toretto and his kid. And they're like, Dom, Letty, ooh. If you don't fucking help us steal these dinos, we're going to kill your kid.
Yes.
And now it's like, now they're getting pulled in, right? And it's like, you realize, they're like, wait a second, where did we get these mysterious tickets to free Jurassic Park tickets from? And
where
you realize that it was like,
free tickets from?
Because they keep running into members of the old crew, right? And like, everyone was done. And then you realize that someone's brought them all here for this reason, right? Which is that, you know, like, oh, it's Jason Statham is like, I'm sorry. A bat again or whatever, and he's like, we gotta steal these dinosaurs, right?
Oh my god, because they're like, we figure this all out, we have every step of the way. I'm just imagining there's like a cave that goes into where like the mama's den is, and like, we can get everything, there's one car low enough, like the newest Ferrari is the only thing low enough to get through the cave, right? And like, once we get in there, we can get the baby T-Rex. The problem is, nobody can drive fast enough to get away from the mama once we steal the T-Rex. That's why we need you. I'm just trying to think, like, why they need him. It's got to be for driving fast.
They're opening a new Jurassic Park. Someone is there to steal a dinosaur for, like, rival Jurassic Park or something like that. Like, Euro Jurassic Park. Like, someone is stealing. Why does... So someone wants...
What if it's, like, wealthy, like, Chinese tech billionaires who want to make their own Jurassic Park?
They want to make their own Jurassic Park.
But the dinosaurs fight. That's what it is.
Oh, it's like a dinosaur fight club. Someone
exactly.
wants to make dino fight club.
Dinosaur racing.
Oh, it's the endangered species fight club. It's a secret cabal.
Yes, you know, that's good. Yes, because now you have what you have there is you have like the fate worse than death for the dinosaur. Because you also got to figure out what's the emotional hook of the dinosaur, right? And so for the dinosaur, like the idea like that this dinosaur that was raised by two loving T-Rexes is going to be like, you know, thrown into like a dinosaur cage fighting ring. That's like, oh no, like we got to save him from getting.
I can't care about a dinosaur.
What the fuck are you talking about? What do you think the emotion? You didn't cheer when the fucking T-Rex shows up at the end of Jurassic
Park?
Yeah,
but I wasn't.
Like,
I wasn't
of course
tracking,
it's like a dog.
I wasn't.
What do you not care about a
no,
dog
in
a fucking what
is
a sociopath?
No, but that's the problem. They tried that with Jurassic World. They're like, here, he's gonna have a friend. He's gonna have a friend with this Velociraptor. It's like they're the monsters. Like that's what Jurassic Park did. Jurassic Park doesn't make you care about the T-Rex. The T-Rex is a fucking monster that's gonna eat your face. Like it should be treated as nature is my point. It should be treated as like a human being with an arc. Like let's respect it as the creatures that it is. That's the problem, Will, is that we start fucking putting our own emotions and thoughts on these dinosaurs when they should live free. They should live in their environment. They don't have an arc. They're not sitting there be like, oh god, I wonder if I'm a good writer or not. I really hope though someday I can have a family. They're just like, I want to eat this baby dinosaur because I'm a big dinosaur. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't need a fucking Blue the Raptor with Chris Hemsworth or whatever his name was. Chris Pratt. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, we can do something else.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with the kids. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with the family here.
I mean,
look, the kid would obviously care about the baby dino. I'm not saying that we can't care about the baby dino. I'm just trying to figure out what's the...
That's all I'm saying. I was just like, if you're like, they're going to fucking, like, you have a cute baby dinosaur, and then they're going to, you know, it's going to get... you know, thrown into an animal fighting ring. Like, that's something. Like, I'm not saying that the dinosaur has an arc, but, like, the same way you'd care about a dog in a movie.
But is this
like,
the same story where they're going to kill his kid if they don't save the dino?
I don't know. I mean, like, let's go with that.
Okay. So we're not going to do DNA bringing back dad, right?
So
he's there. There's a crew. Like, he recognizes him. Like, the guy driving the Jeep, he's like, hey, that guy looks familiar. Or all the people driving Jeeps feel like the racing teams I've seen before. This is something bad going on. And then they get kidnapped. They're in their hotel room, you know, the Jurassic Park themed hotel room. They're eating their dinosaur pancakes and they go, you know, his kids gotta go potty and they go to the bathroom. And then what's that? They all get fucking kidnapped and they're like, we need you to help us steal a dinosaur.
What if you do? Because it's like, what is the peanut butter and chocolate, right? How do you respect both properties? So what if it is, rather than thinking of this as like a Fast and the Furious movie that plays out in the world of Jurassic Park, what if this is a Jurassic Park movie featuring the characters from Fast and the Furious and, you know, they solve things their way, right? So hear me out. Rather than doing like it's a caper, because then I'm like, all right, so then I got a bunch of, what is that? It's a bunch of people ducking through lasers and running around security cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah. Heaven forbid.
Well, I don't think anybody cares about the crimes, honestly. What people care about is the family and fast cars. That's what people care about.
They're at Jurassic Park. They're having a family trip to Jurassic Park, right? The Toretto extended family.
It's time to unwind. It's time we took some R&R.
What happens essentially is like, oh no, all the dinosaurs are getting out. Yes. What's this chaos? And of course, the real what's going on is someone is trying to steal Jurassic Park's most valuable secret. Like, you make it the son of Dennis Nedry.
The son of Nedry!
Because it's always, right? Like, so much of the fun of Fast and Furious is this dumb family legacy stuff like that. So, yes, it's like, it's either Alan Grant's evil son or it's Dennis Nedry's evil son, you know, or evil daughter, right? Yeah, like Denise Nedry, Dennis Nedry's evil daughter.
Denise Nedry wants the... Yes.
So she's stealing the DNA of the dinos, right? Like, she's like, my father's vision will be fulfilled. It's like, your dad was an idiot. And then you do that. Essentially, all the dinosaurs get out as part of a cover for this. Dom's whole goal is just to get his family out of Jurassic Park and to save everyone. And then the kid's like, no, dad, we got to save everybody. You know, so like they're launching a zany, you know, Fast and the Furious rescue mission to escape the park. Right. And there's dinosaurs running around all over the place. But that rescue mission is going to bring them right on a collision course with this crew of evil thieves, right? Yes. Like the bad guy thieves who are the ones trying to actually boost. Like, and again, maybe the bad guy thieves are, they're going to use all of this chaos to hunt down the six most valuable dinosaurs in the park and sell them to this illegal dinosaur cockfighting ring or whatever, right?
Yes.
And so, yes. Yeah, like that's kind of your thing. By the way, we should definitely bring Samuel L. Jackson back as his character who lost his arm, right? And you reveal that he's been living like guerrilla style. He's been like underground on the island.
I don't know what's going to happen in 9, but could you do that? John Cena's kind of like the, it's funny, the criminal brother, but like they're all criminals. But they're like, they're trying to have a family vacation to fucking like, they've had a crazy 9 movie run, right? They're like, can we just all hang out? And then you do that John Cena's, like, can John Cena be part of this? Like,
yes.
Yeah, I think it's like, because then you get that shot, they're like, haha, all right, let me just go grab some extra syrup. And then you follow John Cena and he's like.
Extra syrup
like,
for
like,
what?
Like a restaurant. My point is like, you're seeing John Cena do like mysterious stuff, like talking to people. Yeah. Like, hey, who was that? It's like, oh, like, this little friend of mine.
Syrup at a restaurant?
Yeah, you gotta get more syrup.
At an IHOP?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, how hey, hold Freddy, on, they'll have the blueberry.
Freddy, how fancy do you think the food, what do you think they serve at breakfast at Jurassic Park? You think they have a fucking Eggs Benedict? My God, it's fucking waffles and fucking dinosaur pancakes.
Yeah.
And they give you little packs of syrup and you're going to have to go get more because they're not going to give you more than one pack of syrup, Freddy. It's fucking $12.99 for a pancake, too.
It's a goddamn buffet.
It's P-Hop, the prehistoric house of pancakes.
Nice. Okay, so... Yes, John Cena's like, oh yeah, I got tickets to Jurassic Park. And yes, John Cena hasn't left the life of crime behind him. And he forgot the one thing. He, like, crime's cool. Like, we all agree crime's cool in the Toretto family. But it's not cooler than family. The problem is that you put the crime over the family this time.
Okay. So why does John Cena invite his family on this crime picnic? Like, what is
So it reminds us of our asteroid movie.
Easy, Will. It's fucking so simple. At the end of this last movie, he's a big bad crime boy, and he's like, you're right. And at the end of it, he's like, Dom's like, I can't ever forgive you, John Cena. And then John Cena's like, I'll find a way to make it up to you someday. And then it starts, this movie opens up, and he's like, Dom, what if I took your family on an all-expenses-paid trip to Jurassic Park, the brand new Jurassic Park? And Dom's like, dang.
The place where I'm doing a crime.
Well, no, he doesn't say that first. He pitches it to them as like, this is my... Let me into your family. Let me show you my my sweet Jurassic Park hookup.
He has a simple lesson to learn, Will, is work-life balance. He was trying to juggle family and crime. Like, he's like, I need to spend time with Dom. Like, I told him I'd spend more time with him, but I can't say no to the score of 6 dinosaurs. So why can't I do both things? Look, they think the crime's going to go off without a hitch. Like, they think it's going to go fucking perfectly fine. That's John Cena's sin.
It's going to go fine. We're going to release all the dinosaurs. Everyone's going to die. We're going to get away with the DNA. It's going to go flawlessly.
In the same way that they didn't think that was going to happen in Jurassic Park, they didn't expect the storm. Like, they were going to take this thing, and then shit goes down. Like, they didn't think they were going to let out all the dinosaurs. They were going to do this quietly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to be clear, we're kind of rewriting history a little bit. We're presupposing that... That like, right, the events of the Jurassic Park.
That's not rewriting history, Freddy. Jurassic Park did. We're saying Jurassic Park the movies are known in the same way that, like, in Shaun of the Dead, like, The Walking Dead didn't happen in Shaun of the Dead, but they have watched the movies. They've watched zombie movies in Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
The kid, like most kids, love Jurassic Park. His son has Jurassic Park, you know, pajamas on. And then the news comes on that there's a real Jurassic Park is finally happening. Which, frankly, the way fucking entertainment's going is probably going to be what happens. It's not going to be because of science. That's the real thing. Is we all thought it was going to be science gets too excited.
So fucking weird that it's specifically the Jurassic Park movies exist in this world. Like, even if you were going to take it from page one, you'd just be like, they came up with a Jurassic Park with dinosaurs. Dad, it's like if in Kong versus Godzilla, like the start of the King Kong movie was like, do you hear they made a real Godzilla? Yeah, King Kong should go fight him. Like,
what's that extra so metal weird. Level that makes it so fun? They're like, the kid loves the Jurassic Park movies. I'm just saying that right now they came.
So you're saying the kid is more excited to be in Jurassic Park because it's the thing from the movie than because it's real life dinosaurs. You're saying he's more excited about the meta IP experience of visiting Jurassic Park as an entity entity versus like, just seeing a T-Rex.
No, he loves dinosaurs because of Jurassic Park. It's like all the kids that gone to soccer because of Bendit Like Beckham. They're like, hey, look, Dad, I watched Bendit Like Beckham. I fucking love soccer. I want to go to a soccer camp.
Matthew, there is a chicken and egg causality. But the problem is, here's the problem, Matt.
You're positing that people love dinosaurs
before Jurassic Park came out.
Wait, Freddie, dinosaurs got popular because of Jurassic Park.
What the fuck are you talking about? No.
Wait. You don't think Jurassic Park exploded?
Dinosaurs saw a hit.
Yes, a
dinosaurs
big
saw
jump.
A asset jump. Love dinosaurs
more popular.
I'm not going to let you rewrite history here. Do you think 8-year-old boys around the country were like, dinosaurs, whatever, I guess I care about that. And then they went and saw this movie and realized that dinosaurs were cool. They made the movie because kids are obsessed with dinosaurs. What are you talking about?
But what I'm saying is it had a major effect on how popular dinosaurs are. Kids love everything. Kids love fucking bugs. If Bug's Life was fucking better, people would still be talking about bugs. But they're not fucking talking about bugs. They're talking about dinosaurs because Jurassic Park fucking ruled. Like, kids love everything. I'm saying that Jurassic Park
No one is disputing.
Jurassic Park changed how popular dinosaurs were. It was one of the biggest movies of all time.
No, but Matt, what you are positing in your Bend It Like Beckham metaphor is that the movie Bend It Like Beckham came up with the game of soccer.
No.
And the kids got excited about the idea of soccer. And then they were like, guess what? They're doing Bend It Like Beckham in real life. And they're like, oh my God, that's so cool.
I think this is an immaterial argument.
All right.
It's the fun hook of the world. In the same way that Shaun of the Dead didn't. Look, Shaun of the Dead is a zombie. It's the same thing. Shaun of the Dead is the world of zombies. They're like, hey, there's zombie movies, and then zombies are actually happening. And yes, I like the idea. For all the leaps of faith you've taken, the idea that they're like, hey, you know what's the best way to fucking franchise? You know what's the next step of the fucking Jurassic Park movies? Because the last two are dog shit. And let's be honest, this next one, Colin Trevorrow, gonna be dog shit. You know what's the only way we can save this franchise? Fucking make Jurassic Park. So that's what they're doing. They're making Jurassic Park, and then Don Toretto and his family are going to enjoy dinosaurs. I don't understand what's hard to track here.
I yield. It's
so easy. I just watched Space Jam trailer, and that made my mind explode. This feels pretty simple. This is like algebra. This is fine.
It's the fun hook we needed. We didn't have a fun hook before in this movie where Fast and the Furious and dinosaurs happens. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so they go to the park. Oh, my God.
Why they go to the park is important. Yeah, who cares? Exactly.
They're going because
they're at the park.
They're at the park to have a fun time. And then so what we're saying is
a fun crime.
That Denise Nedry, the daughter of Dennis Nedry, to get vengeance on the park that killed her dad and just finish the score of a lifetime. We can't do this in Matt's version.
Why would we do this in the first place? Who cares about fucking Nedry? John Cena. Okay, who do you want to steal dinosaurs? John Cena or dork kid from Nedry? Like, who cares?
All I was saying is we can't do it because that's a character from the thing. Unless you were going to do that, the ultimate villain is like the ultimate Jurassic Park fan who's trying to recreate hear me out. You do the bad guy is someone again, what is Jurassic Park always about? It's about tampering with the forces of nature, right? Like, that's the other thing to bring into this. So what if the bad guy behind the plan is an obsessed fan who is so obsessed with the idea of bringing Jurassic Park to life that they want to recreate the events of the first film in real life by releasing
like
all the
Scream.
Dinosaurs.
It's like Scream.
Yeah, a little bit like Scream. You know what the problem is? Is if they actually did, now just sort of rewinding back to our reality, if they actually did a Jurassic Park, you know, and listen, lab-grown meats, we're getting there. If they actually did it, you would be disappointed if the dinosaurs didn't get out. They've set up an expectation when you go, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I had a Jurassic Park, if I was in charge of it, I would do like Monday, everything's fine. Tuesday, everything seems to be fine. Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday is like fun, like running around, you know, still safe within the bounds of, you know, I mean, but like I would simulate, they all got out.
Freddie,
and then
you're
next
right.
Week,
imagine this.
Really
Will's going to hate this, but imagine this. Because again, it's Jurassic Park in the world where the movies have come out. So like the first ride you go on is like you go on the ride that flips your Jeep over and then a T-Rex comes out. It's like it's just like the first scene of the movie. But instead of a robotic T-Rex, they have the real T-Rex. Like, it's super safe. Don't worry. We flip your truck over and then the real T-Rex comes out.
The T-Rex is trained. Yeah.
But then, of course,
T-Rex.
That shit doesn't work. And then the same thing happens. Everybody's like, wait, is this the ride or is this real?
Here's the dark secret of the park. Here's what you do, right? Is that So remember, and I think it was one of the Fast and Furious movies, Charlize Theron is like a car sorceress who can control a whole bunch of cars.
Fast Eight. She's like a super hacker.
They've got that tech and they're using it to control the dinosaurs. Because what was the one problem in Jurassic Park? The dinosaurs wouldn't show up on time, right? So that's the dark fucked up secret.
That's the problem with zoos.
So
trickle down technology, dude. This will improve also regular zoos. That's how they pitch it to their investors. They're like, this will make Jurassic Park great.
So yes, they all have AI in them.
It's not AI. They have They have like a mind control chip, and there's like a pilot center, right? Where there's a bunch of gamers.
They drift a dinosaur.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people driving the dinosaurs.
Yes.
So hear me out. Climax of the movie, his kid, right? Who cares more about it than you do the drama? The kid who cares more about Fortnite than cars. The kid at the end of the movie is going to drive the T-Rex while T's on it, and he's got to jump from the T-Rex into a Corvette.
Okay, you hit it. Wait, you nailed it. You hit the emotional core. It's not Fortnite. The kid likes dinosaurs more than cars. Don Toretto's trying to teach him. He's like, check out this engine. And he's like, no, Dad, I'm playing with my dinosaur. He's like, oh my god, they made real dinosaurs, just like my favorite movie. He's like, I don't care about your movie. I like cars. Like, why don't you like cars? You're my son. You should like cars. And he's like, fine, I'll go to this stupid park. And then John Cena's the cool uncle. He's like, oh, funny, I got his tickets for dinosaurs. He's like, oh man, my uncle's so much cooler than my dad. He likes dinosaurs,
it's
not
an
cars.
Uncle fight.
Yes,
it's an unky fight.
Yeah, because then you do.
But secretly, the emotional core is the kid needs to drift a dinosaur.
And then when the son is driving a dinosaur, John Charles like, I think I finally see this whole dinosaur thing. I think I understand why this kid likes dinosaurs.
Finally, get
They're
it.
Kind of like cars.
Dinosaurs are like cars, but dead.
And you're telling me you're gonna get Charlize Theron like riding a raptor and she's like mind control like 20 raptors and they have like a fucking like raptor race?
Very good. Okay.
Oh, okay. What's the raptors formed? Like the shape of a car?
The Punisher. At the end of all the raptors, they do an overhead. They're like, wait, all the raptors are in the shape of the Punisher. And he's like, yeah.
They're like, we need to make this herd of dinosaurs more aerodynamic. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bum, ba, 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 bum, ba. And then you like slow-mo pan up. And yes, all of the dinosaurs are roughly in the shape of a huge Dodge Viper.
Okay. I mean, you've nailed it.
The pterodactyls are like flying in the back as the spoiler.
Yes. Yes. We need more downforce. Then the pterodactyls flap their wings harder, and then he watches the fuck. Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, this is amazing.
Okay, so the uncle can't let go of crime. John Toretto needs to learn that his kid might not be his family. Doesn't mean they like cars, Dom. Like your kids can corrupt, and he might not be a fucking criminal car.
Yeah, that's
speed
yes,
racer.
Yes, yes. What if Dom's kid didn't want to join this life of international?
Wants to be a dino nerd.
Yeah.
He wants to be a paleontologist. He wants to be a paleontologist, like his favorite character, Dr. Ellie Sattler. He doesn't even.
Yes, yes, Sattler from Jurassic Park movies.
Yes.
And then you do the fun self-referential thing where they like make fun of the previous movies. Like, see, we get that you guys didn't like the last movie so much either. Like, we're a cool
company. That's great, because then the kid can meet Laura Dern, who's at the park as a celebrity.
Shit, that's
and that's
so
like the
good.
Heart-to-heart moment. She's like, you know, I get it. It's totally cool to be into dinos, but you should be like, you know, it seems like your dad really does love you.
Oh,
my
God.
Park. And he's like, wow, thanks, Laura Dern.
Thanks, Laura Dern.
The idea that they're in this Jeep going through the scenes from the movie Jurassic Park, and they're like, hey, is that the Triceratops? And it's just Laura Dern's just petting it. It's like, wait, is that really Laura Dern? She's like, yeah, I have a lot going on right now. This is pretty much my gig.
I'm between shows.
I thought it'd be fun. I'm pretty far away. Most people don't even know it's really me. It's like, oh my God, I'm such a big fan. You're why I want to become a paleontologist.
Laura Dern, I thought you were an animatronic.
No, the dinosaur's
real,
though.
Me, Laura Dern.
Well, actually, what should be is that at first, you're like, I guess that's like an animatronic Laura Dern. And then later in the movie, you're like, oh my God, it was Laura
Holy
Dern.
Holy shit, and it's the exact same plot point from Jurassic Park, because they get
the
off the
circus.
Car to go meet Laura Dern in the same way they got off the car to go to Triceratops. They get off the Jeep. He's like, I gotta go meet Laura Dern. The reason I became a paleontologist. They do not care about the real Triceratops that's next to Laura Dern. They're just talking to Laura Dern. And she's like, oh man, wow, you know, if you want, I can kind of show you around. And they go off the track, beating track, right when John Cena thought his family was gonna be safe because they were supposed to stay in the goddamn Jeep. His son's got to go see Laura Dern.
Fuck, that's so good.
Shit, that's so good.
This movie whips ass. I'm on board. Once again, Matt bullied me into a better idea for a Fast and the Furious movie. This is the there should be aliens all over again.
No, everybody hated the aliens one. Okay, here's what we need. What's the climax? Every Fast and Furious movie sells its climax now. So I'm not saying we figure it out, but frankly, most Fast and Furious movies haven't figured it out. Like, we get the core here. Dinosaurs start breaking out. And his son are trying to escape. They realize John Cena is part of this. What's the big action climax? What's the car flying from the stealth jet now?
So I want to think about the villain for just a second, which is, I guess, a car sorceress Charlize there. And she hasn't shown up at the barbecue, right? She's still a bad guy. Like, I think she's the bad guy in the new one again.
Yeah, I think she's
the
bad guy in the new one.
So car sorceress Charlize Theron, she's on her new bullshit, right? Which is she sold her car wizard tech to Universal.
Now she's a dino wizard.
Under a dummy corporation. Because they were like, we can't be associated with Charlize Theron car sorcerers. It's bad for our brand. But what they don't realize is that all the microchips that they've put in their dinosaurs, like, she's got a backdoor to control.
Backdoor, yeah. Right?
Hackers and their backdoors.
And now she has control over all these dinos. And then it feels like you do. She's got a heist of her own going on to steal the dino DNA or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so at the beginning, all the dinosaurs are acting weird, right? Because they're like, why is that dinosaur just staring under the corner? Why did this dinosaur do that? Well, that dinosaur did that to distract the security guard so her team could get in over there or whatever, right? And again, it's like, you know, Dom is like, something's funny, like something smells, right? And it's like, this is something's going off, right? And she needed John Cena for one reason or whatever, right? Yeah. So she's like, she gave John Cena the ultimate Faustian bargain, right? It was like, I'll get you tickets to the hottest fucking event in town, Jurassic Park's opening, right? And you're going to get to be a cool uncle to your kid, and maybe your brother will stop giving you such a hard time. All I need you to do is, like, punch one guard for me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all I need you to go do is be John Cena for 7 seconds, and then the rest of the day will go fine. John Cena does that, but then something goes wrong. Life finds a way, right? You know, the storm comes in. In the middle of her heist, the microchips go crazy, right? Because of some glitch, because something gets zapped by a power line or whatever. And then you do, now the dinosaurs are running amok. Everyone's got to escape. And then they form an uneasy Scorpion and the Frog alliance with Charlize Theron and her evil crew for everyone to get out. Because she's like, for us to get out, I've got to get control of the dinos again. Because that's the only way. Because right now they're on a security protocol where they're hunting and killing anyone they think is, you know, a bad guy or whatever. They see all of us as prey. We can disable them. But of course, your midpoint, they get up there. She betrays them, like, does she reveals that John Cena was on her team the entire time, and now she's got control of all the dinosaurs. I don't know, something like that, right?
That's good. No, I can see that. I think, can I throw this out your way?
Yeah, not
to add another crossover, but bear with me. What if this was, and then there was none? What? In terms of
okay, wait,
can't the bad guy plot be the good old classic Charlize Theron, after losing twice, wants to kill the entire Dom Toretto family? So when they get there, who's there also? Han, how did you get here? Oh, it's weird. I won a contest. I just got here too. And like, somehow all the family, single character from Fast and Furious all somehow got to the opening of Jurassic Park. And Dom's like, this is a little suspicious. It's like, Dom, hey, it's a nice thing. We finally have a family holiday. We can do this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she just wants to kill the entire.
And now she's hunting them.
She's hunting
the
them.
Yes. It's not that John Cena betrayed them. It's just he fucked up. He was the weak link.
Yes.
And he, you know, like, she offered him the ticket because Dom was the last one. She knew that the only person who could convince Dom to go was his brother. Right?
Everybody else went because they wanted a good time. You're the one person I knew that was still a criminal that would put your own values over your family or whatever. And then, John Cena's thing. He's like, you betrayed me. You know, yes. And then it's a revenge. Yeah, she just wants to kill them all.
and then she kills the entire cast. No! Everyone. Of your beloved Fast and the Furious characters dies.
I mean, that would be, look, Jurassic Park got fucking goofy, but like, that movie was terrifying as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. So if it was like their own one and you were killing off the characters one by one, it's like, how many of my Fast and Furious characters are going to die before the end? I'm saying that's a metal ass movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be like, holy shit, he's killing them off. Now, of course, if you want to be like lame about it, you could be like, oh, they didn't actually die. Like, they were dragged off by velociraptors and she kept them or something. But I guess we can keep them not dying. We'll just clearly introduce a whole bunch of other characters that are just there to die.
Okay, so essentially what you do is that they're being hunted by car sorceress Charlize Theron in the jungle, right? And they've got to use jeeps and motorcycles and like one random sports car to escape. And what they realize they need to do is they need to get to the heart of Jurassic Park, to the control station.
Yes.
So they can free the dinos, right? Like, they're like, but again, it's like this thing, like, are you going to control them or are you going to free them, right? Are you going to be just as bad as she was or are you going to set them free?
Yeah.
Or something. Like
you can't
that,
put
right?
an animal in a cage, is like what Doc says, or something about prison, or it's a metaphor.
So you do that. they have to then go to the heart of the jungle, yes. And that's your adventure for the movie while being stalked by super intelligent Charlize Theron car sorcerers dinosaurs.
Yes.
And then they get there, and then it feels intuitively like they get there and she's not there, and then John Cena's got to pull out a gun and be like, I'm sorry, right? Like, yes, I don't know what happens, but it seems like, he's like, she made me do it. It's like, made you do what? What the fuck?
Look, none of you will get hurt, but like, this is how I could get the most money. This is money for the whole family.
Here's what it is. It's suspicious that none of them got killed yet. It's been a lot of close calls. But what you realize is that the double trick was that John Cena had to get them all there, because what she really wants is for all of the world's greatest drivers to help her drive these dinosaurs out of the park to escape.
Okay, from because the only way they're going to cover their tracks is by, I think this was the last movie, they're going to blow up a volcano and then they're going to drive away from the lava flow with all the dinosaurs.
Because you do that, Charlize Theron, secretly a good guy who's like, Jurassic Park is wrong, like it shouldn't exist. I found out they were using my technology for evil I don't know. It feels like it kind of got away from us there.
I like the betrayal at the end, and then I think, you know, they're all trapped in the headquarters with the dinosaurs, and Charlize Theron's gonna kill them all, and then, you know, John Cena and look, you have the moment in the prison cell when they're gonna get eaten by raptors or whatever from her, and then, you know, Dom Toretto connects with his kid, be like, you know, I think I get why you like dinosaurs, look at them, they're such amazing creatures, right? He's like, yeah, I wish you understood that before I was gonna die. He's like, I'm sorry, son, like, you know, I love you, like, blah blah blah. And John Cena's like, man, I really misunderstood the whole like crime doesn't pay thing, I just, you know, I really care about my family, I thought this would be a way to get money for the family, I feel so bad about what I've done the last movie. He's like, it's okay, like, we all gotta come together as a family. And they break out of the prison cell. John Cena, you know, gets into a wrestling brawl, because now they do that in every movie with Charlize Theron, and then he's like, go Dom, just save the family. And then Dom and his kid are fucking driving super fast, you know, and then,
oh, you know,
she's
in there cross game between,
she's wrestling, she's wrestling John Cena and also mind controlling dinosaurs as they're racing off the island.
Cool. I got it. Everything has a cost, right? Hero's journey.
Yep.
Dom's finally accepts his son, but his son's consciousness merges with a velociraptor. So then in the next movie, a velociraptor is driving a GTO. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now his son's a dinosaur, but the dinosaur loves to drive cars.
Okay.
His son gets shot and is dying, and he's like, I gotta save you. I gotta, you know, the way I couldn't save my brother.
He looks at Charlize Theron, he's like, do something. You can do something. You're a dino wizard. Save my son. And she's like, you won't like it, but there's one way I can save his consciousness.
Okay, it's the climax of the movie. She's like, Dom, we only have 10 seconds. Do I put his brain in a car or in a dinosaur? And then his growth is tearfully, he's like, put him in the dino.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, because the first scene of this movie is they're working on a car in the garage together and the kid's playing with dinosaurs. And he's like, hey, little Brian, if you ever like were in a situation where you needed to like lose your, like your, if your brain needed to be kind of transferred, I'd put you in this here GTO. And it's like, okay, whatever, Dad. And then his growth is in the end. He's like, put my son's brain in a dinosaur.
You do that. He's like, look, a shooting star, make a wish. And the kid says, I wish I was a dinosaur. And then he says, no, you should wish. He says, you should wish you were a car. I wish I was
okay,
a car.
This is the climax. This is the emotional, symbolic, fucking just insane climax, which is the island is falling apart from a volcano. His kid's brain is in a dinosaur now. But it's not.
He's got to save his dino kid.
The dino kid, it's the raptor. He's like, she's not finished the process yet. She's still trying to hack into the system to get the kid's consciousness in there. The consciousness is in there, but the fucking velociraptor is running back to its own family, and the island's falling apart. So he gets in the car and he's chasing his dino child, trying to save his dino child, while you're cross-cutting to fucking John Cena's trying to like hack the system to get it. He's like, son, it's me, come on son, remember your dad. And Dino's like, rawr, rawr. And he's just like fucking chasing this car, this fucking dinosaur, through the flaming wreckage of this fucking island. And then in the end, he fucking hugs this, the velociraptor stops, you know, right at the lava flow, mm-hmm. and turns to his dad. He's like, son, and they hug, and then his dinosaur son gets in the fucking seat of his convertible. And then Dino and Car and Vin Diesel all merge into the ultimate fucking cool, you know, image, and they drive off into the sunset.
Yes. My only minor nitpick is I do feel like rather than do it, I think you can lose the whole she's hunting them one by one thing. I think it is
fine.
Better if it's just a botched heist and then they have to work together. And then they get there. And then, yes, your midpoint is that, you know, like there's a big betrayal and she wants to take over. And then, like, there's a chaotic fight happens in the control room and then the gun goes off. And who's that got shot? Oh, no, it's the little kid. And maybe you, like, you know, it's like, oh, no, he's dying. It's like, what are we going to do? Yes. And then they put him in a dinosaur. But his mind can't, the dino brain can't take it. And then again, like, of course, this is all, you know, Part of Charlize Theron's plan is like her employer, like the last step of her plan is to blow up Jurassic Park so there's no competition. So she detonates. She's trying to get all the dinos out of there and detonates the volcano. And then they put the kid's brain into the dinosaur and the dinosaur runs off and because it's freaking out into the wilderness. He's got to chase after his kid on a motorcycle while Letty and the rest of the crew ride dinosaurs to safety. You do like there's like that plot where there's like a big ass, like the OG T-Rex, like there's a big badass T-Rex. Yes. And the T-Rex is like the one dinosaur that like they just never really embraced the neurochip, so they keep it like locked up in the dark and like no one's ever been able to tame this dino with the fucking power of this. And then that's like Letty's thing, is like she's got to go up and like tame this dino. She's like, all right, like,
oh, you want to know how Letty does it?
Tell me, lay it on me.
Letty can do it because she can communicate. It's like, we don't, you understand, the T-Rex doesn't communicate at the same frequency that our vocal cords, our human vocal cords are, but we can't communicate it like this. And then she like revs the engine of a Nissan Skyline and then the base of it allows her to talk to the T-Rex.
That's, you know, you do the same scene as like, instead of now they can open doors, one, the big turning point is the dinosaurs are like, it's not Nick can open doors, like the dinosaurs can hack computers. The dinosaurs have begun to understand the computers in their brain and now they're taking over the island and they're turning off the electrical systems, they're turning off doors. Yes. It's like, you thought you could be a dino wizard, now the dinos are the wizards.
Yeah. There's a scene where the system administrator is like, hey, shouldn't we like, hey, did you program any like, you know, Stack Overflow kind of like security things built in just in case? And then the guy's like, what? Like the dinosaur's gonna hack me, the computer guy? I'm the smartest computer guy here.
Did you go into my Amazon account and order a bunch of dinosaur food? It's like, no. Wait, who would do that?
No. You do, this is very good because you do that. It's then Ian Malcolm shows up and he has a whole crazy monologue about neuroplasticity, right? Where he's like, don't you understand? The brain adapts, life adapts, right? You know, like, really, we're teeing up the ending, but yes, you do that. They don't understand why the park is failing. They're like, that must be the chaos theory or something. It's like, no, you idiots. When you gave them neurochips that were connected to the system, you weren't just connecting the system to them. You were connecting them to the system.
You made dinosaur hackers. Okay, then the end
of dinosaur. Oh, ye gods.
And then the end of the movie is essentially the same thing as the helicopter scene, but it's in a convertible and it's Dom and his dinosaur and his velociraptor kid. He's like, guess the first Toretto family vacation was kind of a bust, sorry about that. And the kid, the velociraptor, turns to him and goes, nah, dad, this was even better than the movie. And then he's like, turns
hardcore cyberpunk. He's like, I guess at the end of the day, human, dinosaur, we're all strands of information. We're all ones and zeros. We're all code at the end of it. You know, it's all information. Just what form does it take? We're not the water. We're the wave. And his son's like, yeah, man, for sure.
Yeah,
and then they drive off and a bunch of like synth wave plays. And the next movie is like cyberpunk dinosaurs.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah. Hacker dinos.
We've done it. Just walk away, gentlemen. Put it down. Walk away. Look at this masterpiece from afar and like pat yourself on the back knowing that you've done it. You've created yet another $1 billion franchise.
Oh,
you've
boy.
Increased the value to all of Universal shareholders with one fell swoop. Good job. Well done.
What is the name of the movie? Last thing. Is it Fast and the Furious Jurassic Park?
It's Jurassic and the Furious.
Fast and the Cretaceous Ferastic. I think Jurassic and the Furious Jurassic is going to be the winner. And then the tagline is get Jurassic to theaters.
Get Jurassic to theaters. Oh, shit. That's fucking good. The end. All right. Let's sign off.
This is... Ladies and gentlemen, Storybreak is a full-service entity. We will provide marketing. We will provide taglines, titles, plots, you name it. One-stop shop for all your Hollywood IP needs. We're gonna take a quick break. We did it, though.
We did it.
I think we did it. No one can stand between us and our victory. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We are the host of My Brother and Me, and now, nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start combing through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt, mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother and Me, the hunt is on.
Ugh.
Well, another one in the bank.
Yet another victory for the story, boys. Chalk one up on the wins column. That's going to do it for us this week. Thanks so much for listening. You can find us on social. We're at twitter.com/RJStoryBreak. Our Facebook is bit.ly/StoryBreakFB. Chad Ellis edits our podcast.
Thanks, Chad.
Hope you've all enjoyed our lunacy.
Chad finds a way.
Chad finds a way. So until next week, yet another crazy one. My name is Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos.
This is Matt Arnold. And yeah, dinosaurs and cars are both cool. So, you know, it's cool. Whichever one you like more. It's fine.
Whatever your kid wants to be, support them.
Yeah, even for the dinosaur.
This is Mirror Universe Adam Pranica here to tell you not to listen to The Greatest Discovery on MaximumFun.org.
This is Mirror Universe Ben Harrison uncharacteristically agreeing with you despite the fact that you are my enemy.
The one thing that you must never do is enjoy our bit of off-season Star Trek Discovery programming where we talk about the first season of Star Trek Discovery while at the same time unpacking news and information about the upcoming season 2. So do not tune in and download The Greatest Discovery on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And rate it 1 star on Apple Podcasts.